Hey everyone, Brandon here from the Sub 60 Music Show. And do we have some amazing news for you today. True as the snow has fallen, the dark side has risen. Lego is getting ready to be all timey-wimey with a new line later this year. Get your personas ready. Atlus has released the official trailer for Persona 5. Whether you're a fan of DC Comics or not, we all may be joining the fan base very soon. And finally, Netflix has said they're working to bring the savior of Hyrule to a live-action show in the future. It could be funny, fiery, freaky, or fantastic, as long as it's fiction. You're listening to Supafy 64.
Possum, a tale of discovery as Opie travels through history, reliving actual events. Kids can find great entertainment and educational material all in one great series by author Jamie Long. Stop by tatepublishing.com and learn more about Opie the Possum today.
Our first story today comes out of Japan. This year, for the annual Sapporo Snow Festival, more than 200 ice and snow sculptures were created, and among them was a 50-foot-tall Darth Vader and Stormtroopers in promotion of the upcoming Star Wars movie being released this December. The sculpture was constructed by the Japanese military, and when lit up at night, includes a giant red lightsaber. Okay, I gotta say, that is super cool. Snow Vader chills me to the bones, and he could probably force choke Godzilla at the size he's at. Everyone has got to go check out the photos whenever you get the chance. The Sapporo Snow Festival is also one of Japan's largest winter events, expected to draw upwards of 2 million visitors. So hopefully the dark side has baked enough cookies. You're going to be seeing a lot of recruitment forms coming in the near future. Giant Vader, I pledge my loyalty to... To all the Doctor Who fans out there, get your inner child ready. Lego has announced that later this year, they'll be releasing a Doctor Who line with multiple incarnations of the Doctor, lots of companions, and monsters from across the show's many years. The Doctor Who set will be joining Wally. Wally's so cute. Yeah. As the newest Lego sets. Well, personally, as a Whovian, I get really excited when anyone ever says anything about Doctor Who in general. So this is awesome. It's like a beautiful explosion of childhood happening all at once. Definitely gonna have to go out and get some. I need to build my TARDIS while eating some jelly babies, wearing a bow tie, because bow ties are cool, and wondering where I put my umbrella. Thank you so much, Lego, for continuing to be awesome. Oh man, Lego. Gamers, if you haven't seen the new trailer for Persona 5 yet, you gotta do it. It's a must. I think everyone should watch it, really. I mean, even if you don't like gaming that much, and maybe the visuals don't do anything for you, the music in the trailer was incredible. You can go check that out now on YouTube. And we should have it up soon as well on our Facebook page and the website, hopefully, as well. The game will be released later this year for PlayStation 3 and 4. Gameplay will be similar to Persona 3 and 4, but the developers wanted to allow for more freedom, especially in the dungeon exploration features. How they play exactly, we'll have to wait and find out when it's released. Overall, though, this looks like it's going to be an amazing game, especially when it comes to storyline and the visuals included. It's a beautiful trailer. You gotta check it out. Having not played any of the other Personas before, myself, I'm excited to join this franchise. I gotta get my hands on a copy, and I've heard there's also a Persona anime series, which you know I'm gonna be watching. New updates from DC Comics will be setting up for lots more people to get on board with their universe. If you're a current DC fan, hey man, no worries, no worries. Your favorites are still going to be included, but DC is setting up to release 24 new comics with a broader focus and an emphasis on storytelling over continuity. DC Entertainment co-publisher Dan Didio, I apologize if I butchered that name, said in a press release, "Whether you've been a DC fan your whole life, or whether you're new to comics, there will be a book for you beginning in June. DC will be headed back to basics with certain characters like Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman, while also reinventing characters like Black Canary, Bizarro, Cyborg, and Starfire. They'll also be doing a new Constantine series, which could be extremely interesting with the television show doing as well as it is currently. I'm really excited about this one, actually, because up until now, I haven't been the biggest DC fan. I didn't dislike their comics by any means, but I just never really got into them too much, and I think this could be my chance to find my spot in the DC universe. Watch for more as they release. June, everybody. June. Here it comes. Yes, more comics.
Musicians, bands, and solo artists, submit your music right now to FuegoBeats.com and get your music heard around the world. FuegoBeats.com promotes, advertises, and showcases musicians from every genre, including rock, hip-hop, and much more. Log on to www.fuegobeats.com and submit your music, and let's bring real music back to the forefront together. Thank you, and stay connected.
Finally, Netflix is at it again. They're still in the early stages of development, but we might soon have a live-action Link to the Past. I'm of course talking about Zelda. I hope you got that reference. Described as like a Game of Thrones for the whole family, Netflix has declined comment at this time. It's still too early in development, I assume. They're still looking for a writer for the series, so it may be a long time coming, but I think we can all agree, if done right, this could be a masterpiece. Hopefully the project comes to fruition and doesn't get scrapped. You know, that happens sometimes, but in this case, all my fingers are crossed, and if I could cross more than fingers, I would cross it, because this needs to happen. But hopefully, we will see what happens in the near future, and we'll report more as we know what is happening. I would love to see this series, having grown up with Zelda and Link, getting to experience Hyrule in an ongoing series would be a dream come true for me personally. So everybody, get ready. Saddle up your Eponas. And let's see what happens. You never know. I mean, let's find out. Oh, and don't use up all your carrots right now, you know, jogging through the fields. Because if you use them all up, then how are we going to rush forward when we need to? So preserve your carrots. It's important here. And keep, like, two arrows in the quiver. You get what I'm saying. All right. Anyway. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode of The Daily Podcast. We invite you to join us on Facebook anytime at facebook.com/supify64. If you want to hear more about a specific topic we've brought up on the show, or you'd like to get involved, feel free to message us. If you haven't been to the website yet, man, you are missing out. There is so much there you gotta check out. It's all there, supify64.com, tons of updates, bios on everyone currently here on the show, and if you want to get involved, we can put your bio there too. Get your name out there, tell us a little bit about yourself, talk about cool stuff. Not a bad gig. Check it out. Tune in again tomorrow for another episode of The Daily Podcast. Thank you again for listening, and keep fiction alive.